Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's Mark Randy in alongside Dan Dibley, as always, here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. It's a payday Friday. It is the Friday after New Year's, which is one of the best Fridays because it's a short week, Dibs.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the most Monday-feeling Thursday of all time. Today
totally.
Is the most Tuesday-feeling Friday of all time. It's a good day. Happy to be here with you once again. And we get to react to a Warriors win, and a dominant Warriors win. How about that performance last night,
Dibs? Very impressive. And, you know, the Chef goes 8 for 8, and he was 1-3 away from joining an elite group of, I think, three other players have ever gone 9 for 9 from three, including Latrell Sprewell. So Steph didn't really know about that record, nor should he. I mean, you can't know about all the records that you don't have, but he was not the only one who was good. Schroeder locked in, Moses Moody. I think Kuminga is continuing to show you a new diversity to his game, passing and cutting and moving. That was a feel-good game for the Warriors, and I can't wait to talk to Steve Kerr later today.
Yeah, that's coming up at 5. Steve Kerr, coach of the Dubs here on Willard and Dibs. 2 hours and 45 minutes from now. So get your alarm set or just hang out with us for the next 2:45 until Steve Kerr joins us. We're all you guys for the rest of the show, though, until 5 o'clock. If you want to get in, you have a thought on the Dubs, what happened last night, everything Dibs just laid out. And yes, we will get into the Jimmy Butler conversation as he has as officially as you possibly can, requested a trade from the Miami Heat, saying that he'd be willing to play anywhere else other than Miami because he wants to find his basketball joy once again. Interesting that he used the word joy, Dibs, and we can get into that.
Right.
But you can give us a call, shoot us a text, 888-957-9570. Let's start with joy, Dibs, not necessarily as it relates to Jimmy Butler, but as it relates to what we saw the Warriors do last night. I thought it was important or interesting that we saw Steph Curry really emphasize playing with joy. The first made field goal of the game, Div, Steph Curry, pump fake, fly by three, he hits it, and he celebrates as if he just broke a record.
Right.
That was the first bucket of the game, 3-0, he celebrated. Not sure if that's why the team shot 60% from the field, probably not, but it felt like there was an emphasis for the Warriors to manufacture that joy that they've played with for such a long time when we finally saw it for the first time in a while again last night.
Right, and he kind of sets the tone all the time when it comes to how well they play. And if he comes out and does that, he hits a three on a flyby, and he's exuberant like that. It's letting the team know that he's feeling good and they're feeling good. And, you know, Philadelphia on the second half of a back-to-back on the road,
that
was always going to be a tough spot for Philly. You know, schedule-wise, that was going to be a tough game for Philadelphia. The Warriors more rested and at home, and the Warriors were more desperate, really, considering the fact that they came in losers of 13 of 17. So the fact that Steph made that and did that and everyone followed suit, and that game was what they really needed. Forget the win part. It was a comfortable win. It was an Ottoman win, and you got Pat Spencer, you got Guy Santos, and you got the other bench guys.
You got Kevon Looney and Kyle Anderson playing minutes.
And apparently they're in the GT team, garbage time team now, which I didn't think that you'd see slow-mo in that spot. And Kevon, you know, you get it because TJD's been so good the past couple, you know, 2 or 3 weeks.
Kevon kind of has bounced back and forth from those.
A little bit matchup-wise, but I do think that we're starting to drill down on Steve Kerr's preferred nine. And, you know, when Pods comes back, is it 10? And when GP2 comes back, is it 11? Probably not. And we'll ask Steve today about his rotation. It feels like he's starting to finally pare it down.
He has, and the loony slow-mo decisions are where he's really made a decision. But you just laid out the couple of injured dubs, GP2 and Pajemski. What happens when those two guys are back? Because this was a team, when everybody was healthy to begin the year, they were willingly playing 13 guys a night. And Steve Kerr, as best as he could, tried to write it off as a positive, as a strength. Well, you know, we're a veteran team. We've got a lot of guys that are quality basketball players that all deserve to play. But what you do when you're playing 13 guys, Dibs, is you can't allow anybody to get into any sort of rhythm. It's hard to build confidence. You don't know what your role is going to be on any given night. And I think that's, we saw someone like Kuminga really struggle through that for the first 25 games of the season. But over the last, like, 10 games, he's played a whole lot better. And I think a part of it is because he has a consistent role. Even though he's not starting, he's getting 30 minutes every single night, not last night because the game was over and he did not need to play in garbage time. Although he's 22, he could have played 30 minutes last night and it would have been entirely fine. But you didn't have to play him to win a basketball game. So you rest him, you rest Steph, you rest Draymond, you rest all those important players. But that's where what happened early in the year is a little hard for me to come to terms with, because I feel like we're seeing the struggles of that show itself on this 4-13 stretch they were in the middle of before last night.
It's interesting, though, when you look at it that way, because they did start out 12-3. So they were playing 12 guys and they were 12-3. And so it was more of a curiosity than it was a problem.
Yeah, true.
Because they were winning games. And then you go through a little bit of a stretch where things are tougher and you're trying to find guys and you're trying to find the rotation. And, you know, Pods got called out by the head coach and Kuminga got called out by the head coach and Moody missed some games and GP2 has missed games. And so you didn't have that same sort of a rhythm, and Buddy Hield fell into a deep, deep funk. And
still,
you know,
is
Slow-Mo is a guy who suddenly became unplayable. So all these things that you went through, I don't believe were related to like playing 12 guys. You were still playing 12 that you did when you were 12-3, but the 12 you were playing during the losing skid, you were playing 8 guys of the 12 who weren't playing well, or more of them. And so,
but why?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Were they not playing well? I mean, could you attribute some of them not playing well to inconsistent minutes, roles, expectations?
You have to look at it, I think, individually. And for me, Buddy Hield is the most interesting one. And we could talk to Steve about it today at 5 o'clock. And, you know, he won't say whether or not he'll be in the rotation when Pods comes back and GP2 comes back. But I look at last night And the one guy who stood out to the negative, it was Buddy Hield.
Yep.
And he only played 21 minutes and he went 1-for-5, all threes. And his misses were pretty unsightly.
But a plus 17, Dibs, in the plus minus.
Right. But if you want to look at plus minus the way I do, and I look at plus minus relative to what the team was.
Yeah.
So the team was a plus 34. So you look at Steph and he was plus 32. So, okay. He was 2 points worse than what they were. Plus 32. Forget about it. TJD was a plus 14, which means the team was 20 points better when he was not on the floor. And this one's a little bit skewed because you look at, you know, the garbage time guys and they all kind of built it up a little bit. Although you look at Kevon, Guy, Kyle, and Pat, they all played 8 minutes of straight garbage time and they were a plus one. So for the most of it, the team was 33 points better than Philadelphia with the regulars in. And so, yeah, you look at Buddy, plus 17. He was 16 points worse than the rest of the fellas when he was on the court.
Yeah, I mean, I threw out the plus 17 as a joke.
I'm with you. But in general, when I look at plus minus, I try to look at it with a player relative to what the team was. Like, sometimes you'll see a player who was a plus 7 and the team lost by 11. And that tells me that, man, when that player was out there, they were 18 points better than what the overall team performed as. That, to me, becomes somewhat significant. And when you have a blowout win, yeah, it doesn't matter as much. And the thing I look at with Buddy Hield is only 5 shots, only 1 make from 3 on a night that everyone, even Draymond Green, was lighting it up from 3.
Even Dennis Schroeder, he got going. He made 3 threes. All of them came in the first quarter. He was 5-for-9 from the field, scored 15 points, had 6 assists, 4 rebounds, a couple of steals. It was his best game as a Warrior, no doubt about it. Stephen Curry did something he has never done before, 8-for-8 on threes. He also became the only player ever to go 8-for-8 from deep, score 30 points, and dish out 10 assists. By the way, he also passed Michael Jordan for the most 30-point games by a guard age 35 or older. That was his 40th such 30-point game after turning 35 years old. Andrew Wiggins was solid. Draymond Green, as you mentioned. Jonathan Kuminga had not his highest scoring game, Dibs, but for my money, one of his best games, the most under control I've seen Jonathan Kuminga play a game of basketball, maybe ever. I thought he was awesome in this basketball game. Buddy Hield is the one negative, but there's so many other positives that outweigh that one. It was just refreshing and good and fun to watch the Warriors play this kind of basketball once again. And one thought that I couldn't get out of my head last night, watching Joel Embiid struggle to get up and down the floor after not playing last night in Sacramento when the Sixers blew a game they absolutely had against the Kings, who just fired their head coach. One of my thoughts, Dibs, was I know the Warriors are going through a tough stretch right now, and the last 2.5 years have not been terribly fun to watch and to observe. And I'm sure the next couple of years, I'm not I'm sure, but it doesn't seem like we're going to have another championship to celebrate here in the next couple of years. All that said, man, at least you're not the 76ers.
Right.
Man, at least you're not the Kings. Man, at least you're not the Miami Heat, who are looking at trying to trade Jimmy Butler or let him walk in free agency in a few months. There's so many other franchises that have it worse, and that does not make the Warriors not going for it any less, any more acceptable. But there are a lot of NBA franchises who have it so much worse than the Warriors.
And I do think that it makes you more cautious about how you're going to, quote, go for it. And that's why I look at the Zion Williamson trade and I say, no, he doesn't play. And he's, you know, a big injury risk. And I think about Jimmy Butler in a similar way, where Jimmy Butler is now forcing his way out of Miami. I don't know if it's going to work, but he clearly doesn't want to be a Miami Heat anymore. And he's forced his way out of multiple spots already. He's an older player. He has a player option that he will or will not exercise. And if he doesn't exercise it, he's going to want a long-term deal.
He says he's going to opt out of the last year because he wants a long-term deal.
But I don't want to give him a long-term deal.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have to spend $50 million on a player, I don't want to give him $50-plus million a year for the next 3 or 4.
Yes.
I mean, so I'm out on Jimmy Butler. I'm out on Zion. And unless you want to present to me a real trade that makes them better now and doesn't hurt them in the future, because you just said it, like all these teams that are in a bad spot, Sacramento, no coach, and Miami, your star player now wants out. And we can go through all the list of New Orleans and all the rest of the teams at the bottom, Washington, Detroit, these are teams that are broken and there's no fix. This Warrior team's not broken. They're just kind of stuck in the middle, and there might be a fix, but for me, the fix is not a big dramatic overhaul.
There might be a fix, there might not be a fix, but it's something you got to try, at least at the very least, you got to consider. And we will consider Jimmy Butler when we come back. I know a bunch of you want to talk about Jimmy Butler. If you did not hear, he took to the podium last night and said, essentially, trade me, Miami. I want out. We'll let you hear what Jimmy Butler had to say. We'll take your calls on Jimmy Butler. If you want to talk anything Dubs, we got you here on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy in for Willard. 888-957-9570 is the number to call. That's also the Comcast Business text line. Shout out to the 510, the 262, the 650, the 408. All you chiming in, we'll get to all your comments coming up next. We're sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport. Happy Friday. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.